KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. A brief check over the weekend of some high school sports and cross-country action in Harlan. Their cross-country invitational was held. On the girls' side, it was Denison Schleswig winning the team crown with 61 points. Atlantic was second with 86, followed by Glenwood, Abraham Lincoln, and Underwood in the top five. Individually, Carly Larson of Underwood was the winner. Reagan Anderson of Denison Schleswig second. Jeanette Schraft of East Mills was third. Ellie Menlich of Denison Schleswig fourth. And Ashley Wendt of Atlantic finished fifth. On the boys' side, it was Thomas Jefferson winning the team crown with 58 points. Denison Schleswig second with 87, followed by Glenwood. Atlantic finished fourth and Lewis Central in fifth. Individually, Jerry Jorgensen of Trainer won the race. McGuire Midkiff of Thomas Jefferson was second. David Thompson of Griswold third. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic was fourth. David Salazar of Denison Schleswig finished fifth. Phoenix Shadden of Atlantic came in sixth there in that race on Saturday. Also over the weekend, Atlantic participated in the Nevada tournament in volleyball, and it was a 2-0 win for Atlantic over Madrid. They also lost to Carroll 2-0, lost to Iowa Falls Alden 2-0, and lost to Norwalk 2-0 as part of that tournament play. Audubon was a big winner over the weekend. They won 2-0 matches over Essex, Exira, EHK, Lennox, Panorama, as well as Lennox. And it was Lewis Central having a big weekend, winning in tournament play. They won 2-0 over Abraham Lincoln, Hinton, Sheldon, Sioux City North, and then 2-1 over Sioux City East. Sydney also was a big winner over the weekend as they picked up 2-0 wins over East Atchison, Missouri, Fremont Mills, Griswold, Riverside, and South Holt, Missouri. Moving on to a baseball game we had for you yesterday here on KJN. David Ross homered and teamed up with John Lester for another scoreless performance. And the Chicago Cubs hurt St. Louis's wild card chances with a 3-1 victory over the Cardinals last night. Ben Zobrist had three hits and scored two runs as Chicago finished with a major league best 57-24 home record. It's the most home wins for the Cubs since they were 58-19 at the Westside Grounds in 1910. The Cardinals lost for the third time in four games, wasting a chance to improve their playoff positioning. They remain a half game back of San Francisco for the second NL wildcard slot. Salvador Perez homered to cap a cycle by Kansas City's first four batters of the game, and the Royals went deep three more times to beat Detroit 12-9 Sunday and drop the Tigers in the AL wildcard race. The defending World Series champions avoided elimination from this year's postseason race by chasing Detroit starter Matt Boyd before he retired a hitter. Kansas City started the game with a single, a triple, and a double before Perez's two-run homer made it a 4-0 ball game. Other scores from baseball yesterday in interleague play, it was Baltimore over Arizona 2-1. In the American League, Toronto topped the Yankees 4-3, the White Sox over Cleveland 3-0. It was Boston beating Tampa Bay 3-2 in 10 innings of play. Houston 4-1 over the Angels, in Seattle 4-3 over Minnesota, Oakland 7-1 over Texas. In National League play, it was the Mets topping Philadelphia 17-0. Washington was a 10-7 winner over Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 4-2 over Milwaukee. The Dodgers got a walk-off win over Colorado 4-3 in 10 innings of play. And the last call for Vin Scully there last night. San Diego a 4-3 win over San Francisco. And it was the Cubs, as we mentioned, beating St. Louis 3-1. The Atlanta and Miami game was canceled due to the death of Jose Fernandez yesterday. Also in a National League, National Football League action yesterday, a game we had for you here on the radio, the Kansas City Chiefs returned two turnovers for touchdowns, intercepted three passes in the end zone, and forced eight turnovers overall in a 24-3 victory over the hapless New York Jets on Sunday. Marcus Peters had two of the picks for the Chiefs, including the first of four off of Jets Ryan Fitzpatrick in the fourth quarter. Daniel Sorensen had another. Derek Johnson returned his 55 yards for a touchdown, and DJ White snagged his in the end zone with 1:54 left in the game. The eight turnovers were the most by the Jets since they set a franchise record with 10 in a loss to the Patriots back in 1976. Alex Smith was 25 of 33 for 237 yards and a touchdown for Kansas City, while Spencer Ware added 75 rushing yards. But it was the poor performance of the defense and all of those Jets turnovers that helped the Chiefs bounce back from their first regular season defeat in 12 games last week to Houston. Other NFL scores yesterday, it was Buffalo 33-18 over Arizona. Miami went to overtime to beat Cleveland 30-24. Washington got by the Giants 29-27. Green Bay over Detroit, 34-27. Baltimore, 19-17 over Jacksonville. Oakland beat Tennessee, 17-10. Denver over Cincinnati, 29-17. Minnesota, 22-10 over Carolina. Seattle beat San Francisco, 37-18. Los Angeles over Tampa Bay, 37-32. Indianapolis beat San Diego, 26-22. Philadelphia top Pittsburgh, 34-3. And Dallas won the evening contest over Chicago, 31-17. Tonight and Monday Night Football, it'll be Atlanta and New Orleans. In the AP Top 25 College Football Poll, not much change at the top. Alabama is number one. Ohio State stays at two. Louisville and Michigan and Clemson all stay at 3-5 in the poll. Houston, Stanford, Wisconsin, Texas A&M, and Washington round out the top 10. Baylor comes in at number 13 this week, Nebraska at 15, TCU at 20, and Texas at number 22. Arnold Palmer was one of the most popular figures ever in golf, generating a fervid fan base while winning seven major championships among his 62 PGA titles. Palmer has died in Pittsburgh at the age of 87. Arnold Palmer Enterprises CEO Alistair Johnson confirmed that the golf legend died Sunday of complications from heart problems. Johnson added that Palmer was admitted to the hospital Thursday for some cardiovascular work and weakened over the last few days. Palmer's good looks, mischievous demeanor, and risky playing style made him a fan favorite while he helped to grow the sport on television. He came off as an everyman as he hitched up his pants, flicked away a cigarette, and attacked the flags. Palmer's playing career included memorable moments at the U.S. Open where he rallied from seven shots down to win and once blew a seven-stroke lead on the back nine to lose. Taking a look also at another note here yesterday in sad news, the baseball world is mourning the loss of Jose Fernandez. Authorities say the Marlins right-hander and two others were killed when their 32-foot vessel slammed into a jetty off of Miami Beach. The remains of the boat and bodies were found early Sunday morning. A spokesman for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says none of the victims wore a life jacket and that there was no immediate indication that alcohol or drugs were a cause in the crash. Fernandez won the National League Rookie of the Year award in 2013 and had successfully returned to form following Tommy John surgery. That's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.